Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. We are continuing our teaching that is under the title of Not Under the Law. And I believe we finished the last teaching by asking the questions, if we have been forgiven of all of our sins, what is the reason for us not to sin? And does that give us a license to sin? So we talked about there's different beliefs out there among even Christians and believers. And some think, yeah, it's fine, like you're free and you can sin and nothing is going to be counted against you. And then there's the other belief that no, that's not the case. You know, that being saved and having our sins forgiven doesn't mean it's a license to sin. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this teaching. So just as a reminder that our sins are forgiven, read Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just the first part it talks about. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And I'm going to stop right there. So there, it says there's no more condemnation. So what's the condemnation means? What? Judgment, disapproval, accusation, right? And then part of the verse 3 talks about how God dealt with that. Because there is a price to pay for sin. And so it says in verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son and the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met. So basically what that is saying, that God sent his own son so he can pay the price for sin. He was without a sin. He was a perfect sacrifice instead of us. So that satisfied God's wrath, right? So if you have faith in that, then the Bible says our sins are forgiven. Okay, so let's establish that yes, our sins are forgiven. And move on. And another thing that I want to make sure you guys remember from our past teaching, we talked about there is three parts to us humans, right? The Bible says that we are a spirit living in a body and we have a soul. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I will just read the last part of that. It says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, it's saying there's three parts to us. Also, James 2:26 refers to that. It says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. So it's saying, you know, when the spirit lives the body is dead. Like this flesh that that we have will die once our spirit lives. And that's why when somebody dies, they say they've passed. They passed, right? Like they passed on. Okay. So just keep that in the back of your mind that there's three parts to us. So the question was, is it okay for us to sin? Well, first of all, let's see, are we free to sin? I mean, being believers in Christ, does that give us a license to sin? Well, you know, the freedom God has always given humans the right to choose. That he has given them a free will to choose, you know, right or wrong, to choose whether they want to fall home or not. He's not going to force anybody to receive the gift of salvation or to follow him, but he always gives everybody free will, right? So let's see what does it say about sin. So does that mean once we become believers, he takes away our freedom? Now we're robots and we have to do everything like he says? No, it doesn't. We still have a right to choose. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Galatians 5:13 says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Okay, remember what it's talking about. It's talking about the flesh, right? So it is the flesh that causes people to sin. It's our flesh, right? It's not our spirit. So for followers of Christ, remember, God gave us a new spirit, right? A righteous spirit, and so the flesh has a desire to sin. So why is that? Why does the flesh want to sin? Actually, the Bible talks about that and says there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on between our spirit that is from God once we became saved and between our flesh. And that's in Galatians 5:16 through 18. It says, so I say, walk by the spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, Isn't that interesting? Our spirit and our flesh, constantly, they're in conflict with each other. Okay, so, and then it continues to say, but if you are, this is the last part of it, that verse, it's verse actually 18. It says, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. So, just to summarize this whole passage, it's talking about there is a struggle in us. The struggle is between our spirit that is from God that wants to do the right thing, right? And then our flesh that wants to give in to sin. Like that's what makes our flesh happy, I guess, or satisfied. And it's a constant battle going back and forth, okay? So I think I'm gonna end this part of this teaching here, but we will continue and talk about like the consequences of sin in the future and the next teaching, and is there any consequences, and if there are, like how do we deal with that, and how does Bible refer to the sin, and how can we like not sin living in this world, and also, how does it affect our prayer life? You know, when we do sin, does it have any effect on our getting our prayers answered? Does God withhold things from us if we sin? Because then the fact that our sins are forgiven is kind of like it's all contradicts itself, right? So if God gets mad at us, he doesn't answer our prayers because we sin, then what's the point of like being saved and not having our sins being counted against us? That's going to be for the future teaching. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.